hit. Deep left center field, going back to the wall. It's gone! Abby Kriswicki! Three balls and two strikes, the payoff pitch. Two down, top of the seventh. The pitch called strike three. Got her looking. That's your ball game.
I'm JT Crabtree, and this is Jag Nation Rewind. In this feature presentation, relive some of the greatest moments in South Alabama athletics. Today, we look back at one of the best wins in South Alabama softball history, February 21st, 2018. The Jags were hosting number 7 Florida State at Jaguar Field, and hosting the Seminoles for the first time since the infamous Miracle in Mobile saw the Jags on the wrong side of history in the 2013 NCAA Regionals. The Jags were sitting at 5-3 on the young season, but were coming off a 1-3 weekend at the February Freezer hosted by Mississippi State. Florida State was coming to town as the number 7 team in the country and were red hot at 8-2. But they would be cut down by supreme pitching and timely hitting, with South Alabama winning 3-1. A senior-laden Jags team consisted of greats such as Devin Brown, Christian Foster, and Kaylee Todd, and they squared off against one of the preseason favorites to win the national championship. Let's join myself for the balls and strikes as Devin Brown gets the start in the circle for South Alabama.
First pitch from Devin is a high called strike. 0-1, we're underway here from Jaguar Field. Steve Gould is our home plate umpire. Matt Dial, who actually was behind the plate yesterday for Florida State's matchup with McNeese State in Tallahassee, he's over at first, and Gary Mitchell's at third. The 0-1 misses outside for a ball, even at 1-1. Devin this season, second on the team in ERA, 1.89, 3-2 record, 33 and a third innings pitched, 37 strikeouts. Off-speed pitch misses low for a ball. It's 2-1. Callie Harrod at the plate for Florida State. Hitting .429 on the season, 12 hits, 28 trips, 2 homers, 9 RBI. She'll foul that one straight back to even the count, 2-2. The team overall, Florida State, that hits .337. They lead the ACC in numerous categories: batting average, ERA, on base, runs per game, and slugging percentage. The 2-2 bounces to the plate, and it's full 3-2 as the sun peeks out from behind some clouds. And actually, we had a quick little shower about 5 minutes before first pitch. Fortunately, it cleared out. We were expecting actually some heavy rain, but it has held off, and right now sitting at 76 degrees. Partly cloudy skies, the wind blowing straight out to left, and the 3-2 misses upstairs for a ball. So a leadoff walk for Harrod. And you get deeper and deeper into that Florida State lineup. There's really no weakness at all in it. They're the number 7 team in the country for a reason. Jesse Warren will come up. And Jesse Warren can absolutely swing it. Hitting .406, 13 hits, 32 at-bats, 3 homers, 13 RBI. First pitch to the righty third baseman is high. Throw down to second as the runner was going, and she's safe. Harrod will slide in safe under the tag of Christian Foster. So a walk and quickly a stolen base. A runner in scoring position, nobody out, a 1-0 count for Jesse Warren. That's stolen base number 23 as a team for Florida State. They are aggressive at the plate and on the base paths. A 1-0 floats upstairs for a ball, 2-0. Today's game from Jaguar Field brought to you in part by State Farm with these loyal good neighbor State Farm agents: Joey Strickland, Jim Goldman, James Daigle, Jeff Kahn, Roger Schultz, Dale Ballard, and Allison Horner. A 2-0 called strike low outside half to the righty hitting Warren. It's 2-1. Devin in the February freezer was 1-1, pitched 14 and two-thirds, gave up 14 hits, but had 17 strikeouts. That one's popped up over the screen, foul. It's now even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Runner at second is Harrod after drawing a leadoff walk. Devin Brown toes the rubber, she's ready to go. The 2-2 pitch. This is outside for a ball, and it's full again, 3-2. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devin shielding her eyes from the sun as it pokes out from behind the clouds and casts some long shadows from third base side across to to the right side of the infield. And the 3-2, pop back again over the press box. We'll do it again, 3-2. Busy week here on campus. Jags had their home opener for baseball last night, winning over Southern Miss 10-9. Great comeback win for the Jags. We've got a doubleheader in basketball tomorrow. Friday, baseball hosting Hartford. Doubleheader senior day for basketball and also baseball that day. And baseball on Sunday. 3-2. Call, strike three. Got her looking outside corner. It's a big out. Runner still at second, though, and just one down in the top of the first. No score. And Sydney Sherrill, the second baseman, will step up. Sherrill on the season leads the team for Florida State, hitting .448, 13 hits, 29 at-bats. First pitch to the lefty runs high for a ball, 1-0. Six runs scored, four doubles. Four doubles is tied for the team lead. A homer, seven RBI, 2-for-2 on stolen bases. The 1-0 coming. Misses inside under the hands to Sherrill. It's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes on Sydney Sherrill. True freshman from Moore, Oklahoma, was the 2017 Oklahoma Gatorade Player of the Year. A 2-0, misses outside, it's 3-0. Devin's gone three balls on every batter so far. A leadoff walk to Herod, and then the next pitch a stolen base. She's currently at second. And a full count strikeout of Jesse Warren behind her, now 3-0 on Sherrill. Devin delivers to the plate. That one's pumped in there for a strike, 3-1. Now we'll see the philosophy of Florida State. Do they have the green light? 3-1 like the Jags typically do. Three balls and one strike. Runner at second, one down, no score, top of the first. A 3-1 pitch, called strike again. Good pitch, and he'll fill it up, 3-2. Three batters, three full counts. Pitch count has gone high already for Devin. Runner at second, one down. Devin's ready to go. The 3-2 pitch coming. Pumped up on the infield. Kaylee Todd at the cut of the grass, called off by Christian Foster. She will make the grab behind the second base bag, and that's out number two. Good play by Christian Foster. You know, if you've got that, call it. You see so many times, folks will call for it, but still moving around. A good job by the senior shortstop, Christian Foster, to make the play, and now Carson Gordon comes up, the first baseman for the Seminoles. Another righty, the first pitch coming. Called strike low outside corner, 0-1. Gordon this season, second on the team, hitting .433. Leads the team with 10 runs scored. Three homers, eight RBI. The 0-1 from Devin. Misses low and in near the kneecap, 1-1. One ball and one strike on Gordon. Devin's ready to go. The 1-1 pitch coming. That one misses low, 2-1. The ninth all-time meeting between South Alabama and Florida State. We were actually supposed to play them in Tallahassee exactly a year ago today. Got rained out last year, though. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. It's 2-2. Two balls and two strikes on Carson Gordon. Devin looking to get out of a leadoff walk. The runner is currently at second. Two down, top of the first. No score. The 2-2 pitch. Called strike three. Got her looking inside. That'll end the inning. Two Ks for Devin. They're both backwards. The Jags will leave a runner stranded at second. We will go to the first. Kaylee Todd, Brittany Reed, KK Gruich will lead it off. When we come back, no score as we go to the bottom of the first. The right-handed pitching, Kylie Hansen, warming up for Florida State. Let's give you the scouting report of Hansen, brought to you by Tire Engineers. They want to remind you that things like tire pressure, clean oil, and a fresh cabin air filter can all make your vehicle last longer and save tons on fuel. The record so far for Hansen, 5-0, 0.55 ERA, 25 and two-thirds innings pitched, 33 strikeouts, just 5 walks, only 3 runs given up this season. Scouting report, she's got rise, she's got drop, she's got a curve that'll spin, she's got a little bit of a screwball as well. She's not a power pitcher per se, but she's going to move north and south on you. Move the curveball, move it to the left side. If you're a righty, move it inside. If you're a lefty, she's got the screwball to flip it to the other side. She can move both directions. She's very dangerous that way. Kaylee Todd leads off, takes a pitch for a called strike, 0-1. Toddy on the season. Got off to a little bit of a slow start. Better this weekend in Starkville. Hit 385 this past weekend. The 0-1. Checked her swing. Held up. They'll say she swung anyway. It's 0-2. Todd on the season collectively is hitting 259. 7 hits and 27 trips. The 0-2 pitch. Fouled back. We'll do it again. High expectations for the preseason Sun Belt Conference selection, Kaylee Todd. She had such a good season last year and the year before that. The 0-2 fouled back once more and will stay at 0-2. No score, bottom of the first inning here from Jaguar Field. JT Crabtree here on the call. Joe McNulty in our iHeart Studios running the controls. No balls and 2 strikes on Kaylee Todd. The pitch coming, runs high for a ball. It's 1-2. One ball and 2 strikes, nobody on, nobody out, bottom of the first. Toddy will dig back in, choking up a little bit on the bat from the left-handed side. That runs high and in, it's even now at 2-2. Kylie Hansen, redshirt senior, played her first 3 years at FAU, played in 6 games last year with the Owls and tore her ACL and was granted a redshirt. That one's fouled back to the net, it'll stay 2-2. Hansen in 2016 appeared in 39 games, 31 starts, was 28-5 with a 0.76 ERA. 221 innings, 300 strikeouts. 2-2, little blooper to third. Warren goes down to her knees, throws from there in time. That's one down. Just a little soft hit over to the hot corner. Warren corralled it. And here comes Brittany Reed, who accounts for the Jags' only home run this season. Actually came last game in Starkville against Murray State. Clobbered a leadoff pitch down the left field line. There's a stiff wind blowing to the left field corner. And a fastball called strike outside half to Brittany, 0-1. On the season, Brittany's hitting 300. 6 hits, 20 at-bats. 1 double, 1 homer, and 1 RBI. She'll take another strike, that one more towards the inside half. It's now 0-2. Quickly in the hole. Nobody on, 1 down. Bottom of the first, no score here at Jaguar Field. The 0-2 pitch. High fly ball straight away. Center going back a couple of steps is Cliveman. She'll make the catch. That's out number 2. So here comes the Jags' third baseman, Caitlin Gruwich. KK is leading the Jags in hitting so far this season. 6 hits, 19 at-bats. Good for a .316 batting average. 6 walks already this year and 3 hit by pitch. So she's been getting on base. First pitch coming. Called strike outside half, 0-1. KK's on base percentage .536 this season. That leads the way for the Jags. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball more towards the outside half. KK reached for it, it's now 0-2. No balls and 2 strikes. Caitlin digs back in, she's ready to go, and quickly the 0-2. Same pitch, same spot, same result, swing and miss strikeout, and that'll end the inning. Jags go down in order. We will go to the second. Florida State will go 5, 6, and 7 when we come back to Jaguar.
An uneventful first frame for both teams, with the Seminoles stranding a leadoff walk and the Jags going down in order. Devin Brown with 2 punchouts in the top of the inning was coming off of a 3-1 victory over Drake the previous weekend, a game in which she became the Jags' all-time leader in strikeouts with 728, that mark passing former Jag Beth Pilgrim. Devin would finish her Jaguar career in 2018 with 932 strikeouts, a record that still holds today. We move ahead to the bottom of the third, still tied 0-0.
No score. Bottom of the third we go here at Jaguar Field, where today's game is brought to you in part by Koneka Sausage. Koneka Sausage is Alabama-made and a proud sponsor of Jaguar Athletics. Smoke sausage and more in your grocer's meat case, fresh from Evergreen, Alabama. Koneka since 1947. JT Crabtree here behind the plate. Joe McNulty in our iHeart Studios running the controls. Jags and number 7, Florida State, knotted up 0-0 as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Think back, the Jags opened the season hosting number 10, Alabama. That was a 1-0 contest the Jags lost here at home. The Jags just allowed the one run in the third inning off of a misplay on a bunt, then an RBI ground out. So the Jags have not steered away from competition. That's a good thing, because this schedule this year is absolutely brutal for the Jags. Look what's coming up this weekend down in Orlando. We've got Minnesota, who's currently number 22. Louisville receiving votes. South Carolina 24th as Lyric fouls off the first pitch back to the screen, 0-1. You've got Bradley to round it out, who's also a good program. Jags will be road warriors next 2 weeks. 0-1 to Lyric. Runs high and tight for a ball, 1-1. Got the Diamond 9 Citrus Classic in Kissimmee this weekend. The next Wednesday at UAB, then next weekend going to Knoxville. That's a called strike down the chute, 1-2 to Lyric. Ball and two strikes, nobody on, nobody out. Bottom of the third, no score here at Jaguar Field. The 1-2 pitch coming, just got a piece, fouled back. It stays 1-2. Lyric on the season's hitting 250. Six hits, 24 at-bats. Leads the Jags with 7 RBIs, a true freshman. 1-2, fouled back again. That'll ricochet off the camera we have behind home plate, the coach's cam. Stays 1-2. It was game one, maybe game two last year. A ball did the same thing, and the plastic covering on the outside of that camera just exploded. 1-2, change up, pop back. That's going to find the seats right side. It'll stay 1-2. Lyric digging in there, fighting off some good pitches. One ball, two strikes on Lyric Cable, true freshman from Oklahoma City. Hanson's ready to go in the circle. The 1-2 pitch misses low for a ball. Good take, even at 2-2. Megan Harris. Jags slap hitting right fielder is awaiting on deck. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch coming. Popped up this time over the left side of the stands. We'll do it again, 2-2. We've talked about Lyric before. She should be enjoying her last semester of high school right now. Left high school early to join the Jags. 2-2. Poked foul this time over the first base dugout. Stays 2-2. Lyric fighting him off. Next pitch in this at-bat will be number 10 coming to Lyric. A quick infield chat for Florida State. The entire infield coming in to have a chat. Interesting, you don't see the full infield come in like that on a mid-at-bat. Two balls, two strikes on Lyric. Nobody on, nobody out. Bottom of the third. No score here at Jaguar Field. The 2-2 pitch. Hit right side through for a base hit. Lyric will have to get a full head of steam. The right fielder was playing in, but because the first baseman dove for the ball, she didn't get up in enough time. So Lyric's aboard with the first hit of the contest. That's a fantastic at-bat as well. Fight off some 2-2 pitches. Get deeper and deeper in the count, see some more, and then shoot one the other way. Jags have a runner over at first. That's Taylor Stevens coming in to run for Lyric at first. So the leadoff aboard. Taylor runs at first. Taylor, now the junior from Grand Bay, Alabama, was last year's Extra Mile Award winner for the Jags. That's the award that goes to the best teammate, the player who goes the extra mile. Helps out in practice, helps out in other ways aside from just being a good player. Megan shows bunt, pulls back, it's a ball, 1-0. Right now you've got 8, 9, and 1 two up, and that's a lot of speed. Megan Harris now, MC Nichols on deck, Kaylee Todd at the top of the order. Ball upstairs, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Taylor Stevens running at first for Lyric. 2-0 pitch. Missed high again, ball 3. Hansen did not pitch yesterday for Florida State. She was the only pitcher that did not pitch. Seminoles used 3 different pitchers in their 6-1 loss to McNeese. 3-0. Misses low for ball 4. 4-pitch walk. Jags have something cooking. 2 aboard, nobody out, bottom of the 3rd. Here's the 9 spot, MC Nichols. MC comes up, 2 aboard, nobody out. Shows bunt, pulls back. It's a ball inside on the curveball, 1-0. Jesse Warren over at third, living dangerously, crashing in as close as she has been on those bunt attempts. Time called now. A mound visit coming from the Seminoles. Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch the big game, why don't you head over to Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Daphne at Jubilee Square? But it's also coming soon to the shops at Bel Air here in Mobile. You can follow Baumhauer's on your favorite social media platform. Visit Baumhauer's.com for more information. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food. Jags with the lone hit of the game here in the bottom of the 3rd. No score. Jags looking to change it, threatening here in the home half of the 3rd inning with runners at 1st and 2nd, nobody out for the 9 spot, MC Nichols. MC on the season is hitting .238, 5 hits and 21 trips. A 1-0 count. Hansen is ready to go. The 1-0 pitch coming. That's a call strike outside. Pump fake from the catchers. Taylor Stevens will put her head down and run back. No throw. 1 ball and 1 strike. Speed at all the bases. Speed at the plate. MC with the mostly upright stance. 1-1. Slap left side and it'll land in foul ground. 1-2. Casas playing in for the slap hitting MC was closer to the line. Thought initially she might have a play, but it fortunately twisted towards the foul warning track. 1 ball and 2 strikes. 2 on, nobody out. Bottom of the 3rd. MC, as she always does with 2 strikes, shows bunt, pulls back, pitch coming. Slap to the 3rd baseman. Warren goes through her legs, slide in. Everybody's safe. Bags full of Jags. Nobody out. Bottom of the 3rd. Warren over at 3rd was playing back for the slap, and she jumped just slightly too early to catch the short hop. And it hit the end of her glove. The shortstop, Herod, came over to pick it up and try and step on the bag, but she wasn't in time. Bags full of Jags. Back to the top of the order. Here's Kaylee Todd. And the first pitch coming. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Kaylee Todd with a big cut. A regular cut, not a slap cut. At it. Second error of the game by the Seminoles. Time called now as Hansen will step off the rubber. Recheck the wristband. Now she's ready. Wind the 0-1. It's in the dirt. 1-1. One ball and 1 strike. Bags full of Jags. Nobody out. Bottom of the 3rd. Hanson looks in, begins her delivery, the 1-1 pitch. Hit right through the middle, base hit. One run comes in to score. Going to send the runner from second. The throw home is cut off. They've got no play. It's a two-run RBI single for Kaylee Todd. The Jags take a 2-0 lead over number 7, Florida State. That's the way to do it. Let's keep it going. Still nobody out. Runners at first and second for the two spot. Brittany Reed. Reed today is 0 for 1 with a fly out to center. The first pitch is a called strike, 0-1. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. Bottom of the third for the Jags. And again, that's some speed on the paths. MC is at second. Kaylee Todd is over at first. The 0-1. Look out. That goes right in the Jags dugout. Everyone will duck for cover. It's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. The new higher padded fences in front of the Jags dugout didn't help there because it came through the opening. The 0-2 pitch, that one's yanked deep but foul. That was up near the eyes, and Brittany quickly turned on it. She was out in front, it'll stay 0-2. Home plate umpire, Steve Gold, will have to go over to the Jags dugout, get some new softballs, replenish the supplies. 2-0 Jags in the bottom of the third. Runners at first and second, nobody out. No 2 pitch to Brittany Reed. The pitch, swing and a miss on the big curveball. Throw down to first. Todd is safe, and that's out number 1. Third strikeout of the game for Kylie Hansen. Here comes K.K. Gruich. And she's hitting in the 3 spot for this exact scenario. She connects with one. She has some big-time power. She'll take a low called strike, 0-1. No balls and 1 strike. KK today is 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Righty-righty matchup, the 0-1 pitch coming. That's up near the hands and misses 1-1. One ball and 1 strike. MC at second, Kaylee Todd over at first. Jags leading 2-0 over number 7, FSU. 1-1, held up, curveball outside as a ball, 2-1. That's the pitch that Kaylee swung at it and missed twice last at bat, so a good adjustment. Hanson comes back to the rubber, righty's ready to go. The 2-1 pitch, popped up left side, foul ground. Warren in front of the Jags dugout will watch it fall at the bottom step. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Last year, the early part of the season, Gruich struggled, we'll admit it. Season went along, she got better. ULM series was really her kind of coming out party, if you will. 2 homers, her first 2 career homers, and one of them was a grand slam. A 2-2 pitch, check swing, called strike anyway, low outside half. And that's out number 2. KK a lot of times will lean down to watch the pitch come through. She was leaning at that one. Still a called strike on the outside half. Now the freshman Camden Kivistad comes. Still 2 on, 2 out. Jags leading 2-0. Pitch, big swing and miss. 0-1 on the outside. Cam today is 0 for 1. She struck out swinging to lead off the second inning. Swing and a miss again. That one more off speed outside half, and it's 0-2. No balls and 2 strikes. 2 down, bottom of the third. Jags lead 2-0 over Florida State. Hanson's ready to go. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and that'll end the inning. But not before the Jags get 2 runs on 2 hits. 1 error, we leave 2 stranded. We will go to the fourth. South Alabama leads 2-0 over number 7, Florida State. South Alabama strikes first. With the first 3 reaching, Kaylee Todd gets the big hit and puts the Jags up 2-0.
Todd would finish her decorated time with the Jaguars as the career leader in hits, batting average, career multi-hit games, and stolen bases, second in runs scored, and finish in the top five in at-bats, triples, walks, on-base percentage, games started, and games played. South Alabama now leads 2-0. We go to the bottom of the fourth. After another scoreless frame from Devin Brown, the Jags look to add some insurance.
Hey, parents, make sure you sign up your children for the new Southpaw Kids Club. Members receive free admission to certain Jaguar events, private parties with Southpaw, and exclusive Jaguar giveaways, such as a Jaguar cap. Open to kids 2 through 12 years old. Join Southpaw's Kids Club today. More information, call 251-461-1USA or visit jaguarathleticfund.com. Jags will go 5, 6, and 7. Christian Foster will lead things off, the Jags shortstop. On the first pitch to the righty, change up upstairs for a ball, 1-0. I've seen now a couple of former Jags in attendance at today's game. Saw Abby Tencher before the game started. That one's hit third base side. Warren will take it off the ground, throws the first in time. And that's one away. Saw Abby Tencher before the game. Emily Messer just walked in. Also saw Destin McNair's parents. Of course, Destin has graduated, but her parents still supporting the program. First pitch to Abby Kriswicki misses for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes on Kriswicki. Today she's 0-for-1, grounded into a double play last time up. Fastball called strike inside, 1-1. Kriswicki hitting 154 this season. That one's ripped left side, but foul. Just a little bit out in front. 1-2. Kriswicki, sophomore, Brighton, Michigan. One ball and two strikes. Nobody on, one down, bottom of the fourth. Pitch coming, misses high and outside for a ball, even at 2-2. Righty-righty matchup. Hansen towing the rubber for FSU, delivers the 2-2. That one skied over the first base dugout. Stays 2-2. Some darker clouds have rolled in now. The wind is picking up, now blowing straight to the left field corner. 2-2, off speed, good take. It was high, 3-2. Abby twitched at it for just a second, smartly held up. Full count, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hansen delivers, payoff pitch. Hit deep left center field, going back to the wall. It's gone! Abby Kriswicki! Abby Kriswicki launches her first homer of the season to straightaway left center field. Good guys on top, 3-0. Second homer as a team for the Jags. Abby Kriswicki on a full count launches one to left center field. 3-0 Jags. Hey, with that home run, the Jags swing for wings. Free snack-sized boneless wings from Buffalo Wild Wings. Let's keep it rolling. Here's Lyric Gabriel. First pitch to Lyric. Misses for a ball, 1-0. Pitch to Lyric. That one's ripped deep but foul down the left field line. Lyric has power as well. True freshman from Oklahoma City. Last semester, she played her senior year of high school. She hit 460 with 51 RBI. A 1-1. Off speed pitch, high called strike. Lyric doesn't like the call, will turn and glare at the home plate umpire. It's 1-2. One ball and two strikes. The pitch to the righty, off speed, pulled left field line. It's down for a base hit. Lyric will make the big turn. She'll hold up at first. It's a one-out Sirik for one-out single for Lyric Gabriel. A
And Lyric's 2 for 2 today.
Jags will look over to the dugout. Last time we used Taylor Stevens to run for Lyric. Becky Clark still looking over saying, hey, someone grab a helmet. Here comes Megan Harris for South Alabama. Right now, Lyric's going to stay on first. First pitch to Megan, called strike down the pipe, 0-1. No balls and one strike. Jags leading 3-0 over Florida State. Bottom of the fourth here in game one. 0-1 pitch, slap back to the pitcher. Her only plays to first, she throws in time, 2 down. The Jags are going to use... Are we going to use a pinch hitter? Oftentimes the situation, if a runner's in scoring position, will pinch hit for MC Nichols. MC had walked to the plate, she will now come back. Usually this is a spot for Morgan Ludekin, and it is. So runner in scoring position, 2 down. The sophomore from Poway, California, Morgan Ludekin, will come up for the first time today. So here comes Morgan Ludekin, officially announced into the game. Jags leading 3-0, a 2-RBI single with the bases loaded in the third from Kaylee Todd, and a solo home run here in the fourth by Abby Kriswicki. Accounts for the 3 Jag runs. Morgan Ludekin looking to add to it, and the first pitch misses low with a fastball. 1-0. Ludekin on the season's 1 for 5, but has 3 RBI. She's done the most in her plate appearances. A couple of RBI ground outs. 1-0. That one misses low for a ball. 2-0. Ludekin recovering from off-season knee surgery. It wasn't just the injury, it was the surgery included. 2 balls and no strikes. And the pitch, big swing and a miss. Actually, she might have gotten a piece of it. It's 2-1. Lyric is at second, 2 down in the bottom of the fourth. Jags leading 3-0 over number 7, Florida State. 2-1 pitch, good take again. It's low, 3-1. 3 balls and a strike, 2 down, bottom of the fourth. Ludekin digs back in, ready to go. Righty-righty matchup. Hansen steps away from the rubber, shaking off the signal. She'll kick some dirt. She'll walk in front of the circle now, a little cross-up now. Time's called as the entire infield's going to come in. South Alabama Athletics reminds you to buy Alabama's best. Today's game is being brought to you in part by China Doll Dixie Lily Foods, a Southern staple since 1933. Quick conversation, a 3-1 pitch, check swing. We'll say she went. And it's now full, 3-2. That would have been ball 4. Three balls, 2 strikes. Runner at second, 2 down, bottom of the fourth. 3-2 pitch. Hit left side, caught by the Warren. She'll throw to first in time. Just snagged it on a quick short hop, and that'll end the inning. The Jags get a solo homer from Abby Kriswicki and extend it now. It's 3-0 Jags as we go to the fifth.
Kriswicki's solo shot was her 3rd career home run and her 1st since March 25th the year before against number 17 Louisiana. The Jags now lead 3-0 after 4 innings over number 7 Florida State, with Devin Brown cruising in the circle, tossing 4 shutout innings with 5 strikeouts. Still up 3-0, we move ahead to the top of the 7th. The Jags are now just 3 outs away from knocking off the Seminoles as we go back to Jaguar Field.
3-0 Jags as we go to the 7th inning. Jags need 3 outs to claim a victory over nationally ranked Florida State. Jags got a 2 RBI bases loaded single from Kaylee Todd back in the 3rd inning. then a solo home run to left center field by Abby Kryzwicki in the fourth. That's where we currently stand. Devin Brown will toe the rubber again for the seventh, looking for the complete game, currently sitting at 102 pitches, just giving up two hits, no runs, four walks, and seven strikeouts through six innings. He hasn't issued a walk since the fourth. Cassidy Davis, who's the pitcher, will sit in now for the DP spot. She'll hit for herself, takes a pitch for a ball, 1-0. Davis in her first plate appearance today is 1-for-8 on the season with one homer and three RBI. She'll take a call and strike outside half, 1-1. Davis, pitcher and utility player, last year hit 242, two homers, 11 RBI. It was 15-for-62 at the plate. It's a righty-righty matchup. 1-1 coming, check swing, hit back to the circle. Devin will underhanded, it goes way, way left. And that's an E1. And Devin, as soon as she let go of it, put hand to face saying, oh no. So an E1 allows Cassidy Davis to reach. Davis will be lifted for a runner. We'll see who that is. That's going to be Deja Bush coming in to run over at first. So runner over at first is Bush. Jags still on top, 3-0 over Florida State here in the top of the seventh. Here's Karina Rosario. Rosario today is 0-for-2, a strikeout and a ground out to second. First pitch to the lefty, called strike, 0-1. Devin now at 106 pitches for the evening. Devin Wines, the 0-1 pitch coming. Popped back over, almost over the press box. It caught the top of the foul net and ricochets back down. Rosario quickly in an 0-2 hole. No balls and two strikes. Runner aboard over at first. Nobody out. Top of the seventh. Devin Wines, the 0-2 pitch coming. Swing and a miss. That's out number one. Strikeout number 8 for Devin. That's a big one. Runner aboard still over at first. Here's Kliveman. Morgan Kliveman today 1-for-1 with a walk and a stolen base. First pitch, called strike outside half, 0-1. Bush running over at first, the 0-1 pitch coming, shows bunt, pulls back, it's a ball outside to the lefty, 1-1. Devin toes the rubber, third base side, she's ready. The 1-1 pitch shows bunt, misses outside again, 2-1. Not giving Kliveman anything to hit. She's great at getting on base. Then you get back to the top of the order after her. And thinking now in the hole is Jesse Warren. 2-1, bunted, first base side, backspin on it. Mayo bare hands, throws to first, not in time. Kryzwicki had it hit off the end of her glove. She would have been safe regardless. So two aboard, one down, and the tying run comes to the plate with Herod.
Now batting the shortstop, number 10, Callie Herod.
I've never seen a bunt like Kliveman just laid down where it was literally going to the right and just completely stopped. That backspin on it was wicked. So back to the top of the order. First pitch to the righty is in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. Devin now at 113 pitches and 6 1/3. Jags on top 3-0 over Florida State here in the top of the seventh. Just need two more outs. 1-0 popped up over the screen. It's now 1-1. Herod today 0-for-1, a strikeout last time up. Also has two walks and a stolen base. 1-1, high and tight, look out. It's 2-1. Two balls and one strike. One out, top of the seventh. The 2-1 pitch in the dirt for a ball. It's 3-1. Three balls and one strike. Devin Wines, the 3-1 pitch coming, misses outside for ball four, and the bases are loaded with just one down.
You know I take winning seriously. That's why I'm excited to announce the all-new Baumhauer's
Grill. Hey, Joe,
Victory
I'm back.
Grill.
You can bring it down.
All the flavor and
hey,
fun
I can
you
hear
love
you.
From
okay.
Baumhauer's with a kicked-up new menu.
Yep.
The whole family.
Go for it.
We apologize for those technical difficulties. If you're listening to us on 99.5 The Jag, we technically lost, momentarily lost connection. We're back, though. It was a walk. And now bases loaded for Jesse Warren, and she'll foul it straight back, 0-1. Jags leading 3-0 over Florida State. One out, top of the seventh inning. And Herod drew a 3-1 walk. And bases loaded for the best power hitter on the Seminoles. The 0-1 bounces to the plate. Good stop by Lyric. It's 2-1. Excuse me, 1-1. The tying run is aboard over at first with Herod. One ball and one strike. Devin Wines and the pitch coming. This is upstairs, 2-1. Two balls and one strike. This is the time where you got to dig deep right now. What have you got in the tank? A 2-1 pitch. Called strike high and tight. It's 2-2. Devin now north of 120 pitches. She'll look over to assistant coach Hannah Campbell. And the Jags dugout gets the call. Toes the rubber. Two balls and two strikes. And the pitch. Reach for. Hit to Mayo. She skies for it. Can't get it. Hits off the glove. Foster throws home. They got a runner and a rundown. Lyric holding on to it, throws back to Mayo. Now back home to Chris Wicke. She's out of the baseline. She's got to be. Now they'll apply the tag. She's out. Kliveman is out on the rundown. So that's the old, what is that? 5-2-5. I lost count of that. I'll let Kevin Beasley do that one, our strategic communications assistant and our softball contact. So the Jags still leading 3-1. And Hannah Campbell's going to walk out and make a mound visit right now with two down in the top of the seventh. So two down now for the three spot, the second baseman, Cheryl. Cheryl today is 0-for-3. Pop up to short, ground out to third, ground out to the pitcher. Right now, this inning should be over. Devin committed an error to start off the inning. So Bush came in to score. Kliveman is out in the rundown. That went, let's see, 6-2-5-3-6 on the putout. Hat tip Kevin Beasley for that. I couldn't keep track. Two down, top of the seventh. two in scoring position. The tying run is at second and Warren. And here's Cheryl at the plate. Two down, top of the seventh, Jags lead 3-1. And the first pitch, called strike, curveball, 0-1. The Jags dugout all on their feet. You can hear Jaguar Field all on their feet here. Wanting a victory for the Jags, hosting number 7, Florida State. Devin toes the rubber. She's ready. The 0-1 pitch. Misses upstairs for a ball. 1-1. One ball and one strike. Cheryl today 0-3. Lefty-righty matchup. Cheryl entered this game as the best hitter average-wise for the Seminoles. Fouled back. That's strike two. And the Seminoles are down to their final strike. This isn't just a single game. This is a doubleheader, folks. The Jags will turn around and play the Seminoles one more time, 30 minutes following the conclusion of this game. One ball and two strikes. The pitch coming. Just missed outside with the curve. It's 2-2. The Jags dugout was getting ready to jump out of their shoes. We'll do it again. Two balls and two strikes. Devin towing the rubber. Winds the 2-2 pitch. Misses upstairs. It's full 3-2. On deck is the first baseman Carson Gordon, who is 1-for-3 today. Three balls and two strikes. The payoff pitch. Two down, top of the seventh. The pitch. Called strike three. Got her looking. That's your ball game. Jags win in game one, 3-1 over Florida State.
With the tying run on base, Devin Brown works her usual magic. With the Jags knocking off the number 7 team in the country and the eventual national champions 3-1. The win was the second highest ranked opponent the Jags have ever defeated, just shy of another 3-1 victory, that time against number 6 Louisiana in the 2012 Sunbelt Conference Championship game in Boca Raton, Florida, a win that would give South Alabama their first Sunbelt title. This has been Jag Nation Rewind. Join us next time when we relive some of the greatest moments in South Alabama athletics. Go Jags!